to The Code Review, a weekly web development podcast with your hosts Dylan Marsh and Brandon Timmish.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dylan Marsh.
And I'm Brandon Timmish, and this is The Code Review.
In this episode of Nowadays, we discuss the Facebook cryptocurrency Libra, Magic Leap sues Nreal for allegedly stealing AR glasses design, and robots are stealing our dishwashing jobs. So let's talk about that.
Yeah. So far, what we know about the Facebook cryptocurrency sounds like it's facing some resistance. I think we saw like the French government, and it sounds like there's a member of the House that is also wants them to pause on it.
It sounded like there was like an immediate lawsuit or something like that.
Yeah.
Some sort of legal action
that
they're taking. It's basically, and I was talking to Brandon about this, and it reminds me of like WeChat. So like this is like a play of being WeChat in the US. Because in China, like it's not uncommon to use WeChat for absolutely everything as a payment method. Like their social network is the preferred way to pay and accept payments. And that was kind of Facebook's whole pitch, is that it provides access to banking to those who have pretty shitty options in their area. And then for the rest of us, it would be digital cash, right?
Yeah.
But it is based on a stable coin. So it's not going to be like this crazy volatile currency like Bitcoin, which we're just going to, it's kind of more of like an asset.
Yeah.
Something you like trade like stocks, not like a dollar bill that has a fixed value.
Yeah. Cause it definitely, it'd be difficult to go around and be like, I'll give you $20 for that dollar.
Or yeah.
I'll give you $15 for that dollar.
Your truck's worth $7 now. So, Magic Leap sues Nreal. And these are two companies in the augmented reality space. But it turns out, so Nreal was actually founded by a former merger.
Badger Leap.
I don't know why Badger came into that.
But that's Badger Leap.
Magic Leap employee and allegedly ripped off a confidential design.
Yeah. And the weird thing about it, though, is that it sounds like the product that they're claiming that Nreal released that's similar to the design that Magic Leap has is only in a concept phase. And so it's kind of, I don't really know if the employee who founded Nreal, if he was,
All we know is this Chu, so XU.
Chu, yeah.
Could be a male or female, I suppose.
But it sounds like, you know, if they were involved as an employee at Magic Leap while that was still in concept phase, that I feel like there would be some kind of like non-compete or something in their agreement. But if that's not the case, I don't really know how they could claim that they had knowledge of it.
Yeah. And the source we're reading from, I mean, it says that they claim that the Nreal founder Chu spent his time snooping in confidential files and was neglecting his work duties, kind of making the case that like, he wasn't really supposed to, or like assigned to that project. He's supposed to be working, but like spent all of his time. And I was like, well, how are you just letting some guy like Inspector Gadget just going through all your shit? Like, what are you doing in here? You know, it's are you like, snooping again?
It's like espionage in the movies. Like, oh, the store was unlocked, so I just started going through all the file cabinets. Like,
yeah, it's just so ridiculous. But I mean, it is an alleged theft of intellectual property. Their Magic Leaps, unfortunately, has kind of a track record for quite a few different major legal actions they've taken. But they are demanding that they either get substantial financial damages recovered or that the courts file an injunction that would block Nreal from selling the headsets, which is a shame because Nreal's product is slated for release and is being heavily promoted by Qualcomm. And the, you know, Nreal's product that's ready bears little to no resemblance to Magic Leap's current offerings. Like Brandon said, this is all kind of like your done product is really similar to our conceptual product.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'll have to see how that one works out.
Yeah. So yeah. So the third topic, robots stealing dishwashing jobs. So a company called Dishcraft just revealed a robotic dishwasher designed to handle large volumes of plates for commercial settings. It kind of sounds like the, you know, there is worry about automation taking jobs intended for humans. But the company chief states, you know, staff shortages for the restaurant industry are just getting worse. And so it's not really a replacement of jobs, but rather a way to free up time for the employees that are already there.
So Brandon and I were talking about this before we started recording, and you know, we're like, hey, this is pretty neat. And they use cameras and artificial intelligence to guide the machine to know when the dishes need another scrub or turn them upside down, do different things. But we're like, the more we thought about it, we're like, you know, dishwashers were pretty fucking automatic in the first place.
Yeah.
Like, all you have to do is load it. And I just don't see how this invention gets around that unless the robot's like coming out into the, you know, the kitchen floor or the restaurant floor.
Yeah, because it looks
taking the plates from the customer.
It looks like it's kind of like one of those like those stands, you know, how like the plates can, like there's like a dispenser for the plates. Sounds like it's like a reverse. They like put it into like a hole and they kind of like get fed into this machine. But like,
it still takes a human to load the machine.
And it, you know, I was thinking about it too, because I mean, like when I was in high school, I mean, I had jobs like that. I was a dishwasher. So I remember like, you know, your industrial sized dishwashers, you load the dishes in the rack and it's like this big like lid that you just close. And then it's like superheated steam that like cleans it. So like,
well, it's like my home dishwasher. It's not like I'm like, no, this is an intelligent robot.
Yeah.
I loaded it and put the dishwashing fluid in and press start, but it does the rest completely automatically. Like, no shit, that's a dishwasher.
So yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Definitely, you know, if we don't really know what to make of it, whether it's actually fulfilling a need or if it's kind of just like a over-engineered solution to something that's already kind of been fixed. But we'd love to hear you guys' opinions on it. Like,
yeah, it's like, even though you've been washing dishes for like since the creation of dishes, like we do with cameras and AI now.
Okay, to be fair though, I mean, when I wash dishes, every once in a while, you know, I'll miss something on it. Yeah. So maybe like having that super smart AI specifically designed to spot that one speck of food that I missed.
If only there was some sort of like intelligent being that could monitor that process.
Yeah, I need to get one like of those.
Like a human, maybe.
like a human.
Something with some sort of advanced intelligence. All right, guys. Well, that's all we have for this week. And, you know, make sure you stay tuned Friday for our full episode. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Once again, if you guys like what you're hearing, be sure to like, subscribe, and share with others.
Yeah, and send Brandon love letters.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, bye.